You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Although S&P futures are down 0.6% right now with 2.5 hours to go before the opening bell, that key stock index is up 4.6% for the week. That's a lot. The benchmark 10-year interest rate, 2.17%, pretty steady this morning, but it's up by 25 basis points since the start of the month. Crude oil up 1.5% now to $104 a barrel. To start last week, it was $130, but $66 a barrel after Thanksgiving. So some context there on today's numbers from markets that are set up to be forward-looking at a time of so much uncertainty. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
Markets have plenty of things to worry about right now. Chief among them, whether Russia's invasion of Ukraine escalates. Mark Lucchini is chief investment strategist at Janney. He says in addition to the human toll,
that certainly could impose an economic hardship, certainly across Europe to a greater extent than it already has, and even on a more global basis.
And what if Russia's invasion pushes oil prices even higher? What about wheat prices? What if that makes inflation even worse? And what if that drags down the global economy?
The margin for error, given the amount of things that are sort of worrying investors at the moment, is quite wide.
While investors can bet based on their hunches about the future, the market as a whole is reacting to what's happening now. And
there's a lot of stuff happening.
That's Ian Dubecker, a finance professor at Northwestern University. Every day Russia's invasion goes on, he says.
We learn a little bit, right? We think it's, you know, it lasts at least one day longer. And so it's the arrival of information, right? It's the learning that causes prices to move.
And lately, stock prices have been moving a lot, up and down. Dubecker says that kind of market volatility means that there's a lot going on that's changing investors' minds.
We don't know. So some days we get good news, people are less pessimistic, but certainly, you know, something bad could happen tomorrow and that could bring prices back down.
People usually don't like not knowing. Investors typically react to volatility by moving money into assets they see as safer, says Winnie Caesar, global head of strategy at Credit Sites.
Things like U.S. Treasury markets, investment-grade corporate credit.
That flight to safety started at the outset of the invasion. But Caesar says Treasury and corporate bond markets have been getting more volatile, too.
And what we're actually observing is that investors are just parking their cash, in money market funds, the places where they're guaranteed not to actually lose anything because of market volatility.
Caesar says that's probably going to continue until investors get back to feeling comfortable putting their money at risk. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Thanks for listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.